Sort of getting back to what you were talking about, and as you started with, and David, is sort of the reaction to some of your music.
Mm-hmm.
I think music really speaks to people on such a deep level that you can take a very seemingly or usually dry topic and really bring it to life. And I think that's what a lot of us struggle with these issues, is trying to make them affect people on a level that we're affected by them. And mm-hmm. both of you make music that does so very well and very good at it. But I would assume that there's still people there out there who aren't, I don't know, it takes more to affect them, and they hence sort of react to it. I mean, do you find that your music sort of just stirs up people, I'm sure, but in forces them to sort of, or causes them to react negatively often, or is it mostly pretty...
Well, it's sort of a two-part thing here, but as far as the what you're trying to do with a song, I think, as with so many other mediums of communication, is they're all different in their own way, but what you're trying to do is sort of cast a spell and get people to be in this reality where you want them to be, and to look at things the way that you're portraying them, and so it's sort of like an attempt to create an event, and I think events are always what affects people most. When they're actually in the midst of it, they see it happen, they're there, you know. But in lieu of that, if you can't actually bring them there to the event, then you can try to, you know, use as many different means, multimedia, to try to, recreate the event for them, and from the vantage point you want to create the event. I mean, if you're talking about, a building being bombed in Afghanistan, you obviously are, from my perspective, you want to create the event from the viewpoint of the person being bombed, not from the viewpoint of the airplane pilot. And they're probably not ever going to be there, neither am I, in all likelihood. So, but, I want to try to portray the event as much, as closely as I can, and try to get them to identify with it that way. And, I mean, I think part of the power of that in terms of songs is that you can unwittingly get, especially using various devices. I sound like a horrible manipulator, but I am. You can try to really get some, open people up to identifying with whatever you're singing about in a way that they might not open themselves up to other forms of communication, or they might. It takes all kinds. But and then as far as negative reactions, I think that overwhelmingly there's a lot of ambivalence in this country, and that's sort of been stirred up recently. But usually, like, for example, overwhelmingly the negative reactions I've gotten in my songwriting career have been related to that particular song, Children of Jerusalem, because there's a lot of people in Israel, or a lot of Zionists in the United States, who feel very strongly about the issue, and so and it obviously touched a nerve with them, and so I've gotten a lot of reaction from that. And yeah, I wrote a song after 9/11, which was maybe insensitive, and I got a lot of although it was true, I maintained completely that the U.S. Air Force is the world's biggest terrorist organization, but people didn't want to hear that, or a lot of people didn't want to hear that, and a lot of people did, but I got a lot of response, both negative and positive, to that song.